Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Refuse to Receive Symptoms Already in Progress.
If we say that we have fellowship with Him, in other words, I fellowship with Jesus. Okay, yeah, sure you do. But I just don't go to church. And, you know, I've got other things to do. I don't want to go to church. I'm certainly not going to go down there to that church and tithe. You know, you have no idea how many men, especially that I've heard, I ain't going down there. All them preachers want your money. The preacher, if he's preaching about money, he's preaching what God talked about. It ain't him. It's not him that wants your money. It's God. That wants your money. And God tells you, if God tells you to tithe, what should you do? You better tithe, I guarantee you. Yeah, you don't have to. You know, you can not tithe at all, but when that scripture, and I think it's in Proverbs 3, I forget which verse it is, 310 or 320, 310, I think it is. Yeah. No, the one I was thinking about. In fact, let's come back here to verse 6 in just a minute. Let's go to Proverbs 3:10 and let's see what that says. Let's just see if I'm in the right place. I may be Proverbs 3:10. So shall your barns be full with plenty. Let's see what the verse above that verse. Let's go up to about verse 6 or 7 or verse 9. Let's see what verse 9 says. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Okay, verse 7. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. Okay, 8. It shall be health to your navel, and marrow to your bones. Okay, verse 9. Honor the Lord with your substance, and with the first fruits of all your increase. Now, what does that sound like? That sound like tithing? Honor the Lord with your substance and with the first fruits of all your increase. Well, in those first few verses we read down through there, the ones we just read over, if we obey him and do what he said there, it's going to bring health to all of our flesh and a long life to us. Is that what he said? Wow. So, you know, if you read that from the negative side, so what if I don't honor him? What if I don't do what he says? I might not have such a good life. If he says, if I do these things, I'll be blessed. If I don't do them, I won't be blessed. Then in verse 9, he says, honor the Lord with your substance. That means your income, your money. And with the first fruits of all your increase. Your increase, everything you make, honor the Lord with it. So how do you do that today? You give it to your local church, wherever you go to church. Honor the Lord with your substance. Well, if you do all that in verse 9, then let's see what he says will happen to you in verse 10. Look at verse 10. So shall your barns be filled with plenty. In other words, do you want your barn to be filled with plenty? Do you want your pocketbook to be full, or you want it to be empty? I want mine full. And your presses shall burst out with new wine. Just think. I have people all the time that come to me and say, Pastor, I need a little extra money for my rent. I got to have a couple hundred dollars. I can't make it. I said, are you a tither? Absolutely not. You know, I cannot make it now. What do you think the answer would be? Well, if you will honor the Lord with the first fruits of all of your increase, your barns are filled with plenty. I mean, your barn could be your billfold. Now, what do you want to do? You want to be able to open your billfold, look in it, and see nothing but $100 bills? Or you want to open it up and see one $1 bill? Or maybe it don't have nothing but black leather. I don't want mine to be nothing but black leather. Do you, Kim? I want to be blessed. Now, what do you say I got to do to be blessed? I got to tithe. I got to give him the first fruits of all of my increase. So shall your barns be filled with plenty, and your presses that burst out with new wine. If I honor the Lord with everything I have. So if I don't give him something, don't give him the first fruits, if I don't tithe, he says clearly that he will curse me. In fact, if you go past this right here, back to Malachi, where some of y'all were talking about a few minutes ago. Go back to Malachi 3. He says, if you don't tithe, then I will curse you with a curse. Yeah, double whammy. And I sure don't want to be cursed with a double whammy. One curse is bad enough. But if you get two or three in there, I don't think I want that. Okay, let's go back to where we were, verse 6 in 1 John. Let's go back there. If we say that we have fellowship with him and we walk in darkness, we lie and we do not the truth. I get tickled at people that will say, but I want to ask him, I said, are you a tither? No, I'm not a tither. I said, well, you can't be blessed. I'm blessed. I said, oh, you are? Yeah, I'm blessed. You really think you're blessed? Do you know people like that don't know what it is to be blessed? They don't know what blessed is. I say, well, you know, have you got $500 in your pocket? Well, no. When I heard this guy tell me the other day, he said, I forget how he came up with this information, but we were talking about people not being blessed. And he said, I done a survey, and I don't know how he did it or who with, but he said, I found out in the survey that one out of every three people in America, one out of three could only, if you take everybody and put three of them over here and three of them over here and three of them over here, only one out of each one of those groups would be able to get you $500 that day. There's no way they have access to $500. Wow. Isn't that something? You can't even come up with $500? There is times, not all the time, but there is times I might have $100 in my billfold at one time. You know, but if I had to come up with $500, I could go to the bank and I got $500 in the bank. You know, I could come up with $500 real easy. I'm telling you what, if I was living a life that I could not come up with $500 in the course of a week, if somebody needed it or if I needed it, I think that I would start looking around to see what I'm doing wrong. I'm a son of God, and I'm supposed to be a joint heir with Christ, and everything that belongs to him is supposed to belong to me. And I need, just like that earring, if I needed $500, I ought to say, Lord, I need $500. And I walk along and there on the ground, somebody else lost that earring that wasn't a Christian, didn't know how to pray. So they didn't find it, but I look down and there's a really expensive earring. Do you believe God can do that for you?
Yes.
Of course he can. He can do anything, you know. I've seen him do those kind of things. But, you know, so many people say, we have fellowship with him, but we walk in darkness. You don't walk in love. If you don't walk in love, you're walking in darkness. Verse 7, let's see what verse 7 says. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood, and listen to this next statement. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Now, listen to that statement. If you walk in the light with God, that's kind of like Psalm 91, isn't it? On Psalm 91 is in the old covenant. This is in the new covenant. But if we walk in the light, we walk in obedience to his word, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Did you know that if I'm walking in the light, I don't even have to confess sin because I don't have any sin. The blood of Jesus is cleansing me from all unrighteousness. Is that a good place to walk with God? That's where he wants it. But if, you notice that, but if we walk in the light, you remember, you got to walk in love. You got to walk with God. As he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Is it possible to be cleansed from all sin? According to the word, all you got to do is walk in obedience to his word, right? If you walk there, walk in love, then the blood of Jesus cleanses you from all sin and all unrighteousness, and you are a child of God. Wow. Verse 8, let's see, this is good stuff. But if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If you say, I have never sinned, then we know that's a lie, don't we? There ain't none of us would dare say, that I have never sinned, because we know that we all have sinned. So if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. All we got to say is, Lord, I have sinned. I have failed short of the glory of God. Now I'm asking you to clean me up. Let me walk holy in your presence. And with your help, I'm going to clean up my act. I'm going to walk holy before you. And I'm not going to sin anymore with your help. I'm going to purify myself from all unrighteousness. Is that possible to do?
Yes.
Absolutely. If it wasn't possible, he would have not told us to do it. So verse 9, let's see what verse 9 says. If we confess, okay, here's the good part. If we confess our sin, in other words, if you know you've got sin and you confess that sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us that sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So if you realize that you've done something wrong, just like the Jenna back there on the pictures of Jenna and her mother and dad, when we prayed for Jenna and her healing when she was 6 to 8 years old, a year and a half, we could not get that little girl healed. I mean, we could not. We confessed sin. I confessed my sin, their sin. They confessed their sin. We all repented of our sin, sins that we didn't even know we had. We did everything, but we could not get that little girl healed. Finally, I told that couple, I said, there is a sin somewhere that one of you or both of you have committed that God doesn't like. And I said, we're going to have to find it. And the husband said, well, how in the world are we going to find it, Thurman? And I said, well, the only way I know is Jeremiah 33:3, where the Lord says, call unto me, I will answer you and show you great and mighty things that you know not. So I said, I want y'all to go to the Lord and pray. And both of you, I told him, I said, you're the spiritual head of the house. So I want you to do the praying, but I want you and your wife together to pray, but I want you to do the praying. And I want y'all to ask the Lord to show you what sin that one of you or both of you committed that caused him to strike your baby with this sickness. So they started praying, and they prayed 3 weeks. And 3 weeks, the Lord spoke to her and told her it was her lying in deception to her husband. Oh, my goodness gracious alive. So anyway, she did. She lied to her husband. She deceived her husband. But she did confess her sin to her husband and ask him to forgive her, and he forgave her. Then she confessed her sin to the Lord, and he forgave her. And then she called me after we'd found out what the sin was, and they had confessed it to the Lord and to each other. And I prayed one more prayer of faith for that little girl, and in 2 weeks, that little girl was completely healed.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, titled Refuse to Receive Symptoms, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.